First of all, my good people, this coming Wednesday is, of course, Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday isn't just another day. It's not even just the beginning of Lent. It's more important than that. It's a special day set aside for us to remember from whence we came and to whence we are returning, whether we like it or not. There's not a thing on earth that man or science can do to prevent us from eventually returning to dust, from eventually standing before the awesome judgment seat of our eternal Father, who will then be less a father and more a judge. It is now, while we are still alive, that we address him as Father. When we are dead, he will be our judge. So on Ash Wednesday, even if we cannot attend the ceremonies, let us at least set some time aside to withdraw from the world into ourselves and examine ourselves and examine just what we are, who we are, and where we are headed. Let us not judge ourselves through rose-colored glasses, but let us see ourselves as others see us, which will hurt, but it will be the truth. This coming Friday, we'll start in the Abbey Church our usual Station of the Cross, followed by benediction at 7 o'clock, those who can make it. Those who cannot make it, I heartily recommend that you make your own Station of the Cross at home. You don't have to get up and follow around the stations. You can say the entire stations sitting, even lying, if you are in pain or suffering from anything. The position doesn't matter. It's what's inside our hearts that matters, how we pray. Also, this Friday is the first Friday of the month, with masses at the usual time, 6 and 8. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My good people, today's epistle is so potent and so full of meaning and contains so much that we can take out of it. There's not enough time in one day to thoroughly grasp all of it. So we will pick one point. Charity is patient. First, I would like to mention last Sunday's epistle, also by St. Paul. They almost seem to be contradictions. Last Sunday, St. Paul was apparently complaining about how he had been treated. Today, he's preaching charity, which doesn't complain. I look at it this way. St. Paul was not complaining last Sunday. He was simply trying to open the eyes of the people around him who probably were complaining about what they had to put up with. He was showing them that what they were putting up with was really nothing compared to what other people have to put up with. Charity is patient. And yet, How many of us find ourselves guilty of the vice of complaining, of griping, about anything and everything? I wonder, for some of us, maybe even most of us, if even an hour goes by that we don't find something to complain about. Why is that? Is it not maybe because we are too much in ourselves and not enough in God? Before I entered the monastery, I worked at a job that put me in the presence of several factories during their break times on various days. And every single day, every single time, for the entire time of the break, whether it was lunch break or in-between break, every single employee, without exception, all they did was complain about everything. The job, the weather, their bosses, their fellow workers. There was nonstop. Sadly to say, we often hear the same thing after our masses, no matter where they are. Or anytime two people get together, almost invariably we hear complaints about anything and everything. Nothing pleases us. And yet, my good people, if we truly had the virtue of charity, we would understand that everything, I don't care what it is, everything that comes our way, whether it's the weather, or our ornery neighbors, or our cantankerous spouse, or our unruly children, or whatever it may be, it, at least passively, the will of God. He at least allows these things. And if He allows them, why are we complaining? Because in reality, He is giving us a precious gift. Each time He allows something to come our way that we want to complain about, that doesn't suit us, that rubs us the wrong way. But we don't look at it as a gift because we can't get out of ourselves. If we could only get out of ourselves and see these things for what they are precious gifts that God allows to come our way, that we can give back to Him. But how few of us make proper use of these gifts? How many of us throw these gifts in the garbage can, so to speak? Yes, I know, we are all human. We're not saints. That's understood. But why aren't we? This, take this one little point out of this whole entire epistle, this wonderful, wonderful epistle, this one little point. If we were to conscientiously work on that and remember that charity is patient, if we conquered that alone and made it our own, that alone would make us saints, my good people. So I beg of you, when you get home, don't just take this bulletin, which on the front, in case you haven't noticed, has this epistle on it. I urge you to hang it up in some prominent place to remind you, hey, I've got work to do. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.